Kennywood Park is a staple for many Pittsburghers. The amusement park isn't the largest and doesn't have the fastest rides, but visitors return each season for a taste of nostalgia and the classic rickety wooden roller coasters. For our Good Question series, 90.5 WESA's Katie Blackley answers some of listeners' curiosities about the attractions and history.
Good morning, everybody. Welcome to Kennywood.
On a recent windy morning, crowds gathered around three tall blue historical markers. One commemorates Braddock's Crossing, where British troops were defeated during the French and Indian War. The second is for the 121-year-old park itself. And the newest recognizes amusement park entrepreneur Frederick Ingersoll. The 80-acre park has been in this location along the Monongahela River in what's now West Mifflin since 1899. WESA's Good Question series receives a lot of questions about Kennywood's origins. Heinz History Center Director of Publications Brian Butko says it began as a picnic spot called Kenny's Grove on the sprawling land owned by the Kenny family. Then, as its popularity grew, a dance hall was added, and gamblers set up tents on the property.
I guess you could call Kenny's Grove the nuisance bar of the 1890s. It was a pretty wild place.
Kenny's Grove was a cheap getaway for working-class families. Church groups, social clubs, and school children gathered to escape the smoggy steel city.
Between the romance of the early battle and then the industrialization of the steel plant being built there and it being an overlook, I think all that combined to just make it a convenient place for people to gather.
Around the same time, streetcar lines were built throughout the region, linking communities and making it easier for families to travel to different neighborhoods. At the end of these routes, rail companies built small amusement parks with steam engine-powered merry-go-rounds or boats as a way to generate extra revenue for their businesses.
Streetcar railway journals in the 1890s are suddenly filling with not only the technical articles, but how to make money in this new field.
Between 1890 and 1907, there were dozens of these parks. Calhoun Park in Lincoln Place, Oakwood in Crafton, and Dream City in Wilkinsburg. The wealthy Andrew Mellon family saw the financial potential in this arrangement and somewhat controversially formed their own streetcar line, sidestepping the wishes of neighbors who didn't want a route there. The line stretched to Kenny's Grove. Soon, they opened Kennywood, an amusement park with a carousel and a bandstand.
It wasn't about rides so much as music because that whole idea of leisure time was still scandalous.
This was a city filled with hard workers, and the concept of relaxing was foreign to many families. Over the next few years, most of the trolley parks closed. The market was too saturated in western Pennsylvania, and people didn't have that much expendable income. Still, Kennywood survived. Bucko says the families that owned the park in the early 1900s did so for many decades. They were invested in the company and helped keep it modern, all while maintaining a certain level of nostalgia.
How many companies have been around 120 years? Just that in itself is a miracle.
That consistent management, innovation, and a loyal fan base have kept the park going. And a few of those fans wrote into our Good Question series. Ron from Evans City wondered,
at Kennywood, there is a ski lift looking contraption that runs from the parking area down to the park, and I've never seen it operate. So I've always wondered, you know, why it was built and when, if ever, it was used.
This is Kenny's Parkway. It's a people mover ride that Kennywood's Nick Paradise says is used
3 to 10 times a summer, I would say, just based on need.
The ride transports visitors from the top parking lot to the gate on very busy days. From a sprawling picnic spot to a thriving park, Kennywood has evolved over the years. And it still is. A new Steelers football section with the Steel Curtain roller coaster is under construction, and the park was recently named a certified autism center for families with individuals on the spectrum. I'm Katie Blackley, 90.5 WESA News.
Good Question is a regular feature on 90.5 WESA where we investigate what you've always wondered about Pittsburgh. Check out more of our stories and submit something of your own at WESA.fm.